This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can I throw one thing at you about Jerry Jeudy, though? And I don't think that we're, to steal the cliche, talking out of both sides of our mouth on this. It's this. Myles Garrett is the 2023 NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Pro Bowl standout. He's on his way to a Hall of Fame career. And Jerry Jeudy is part of a unit that stunk last year. And for Jerry to achieve what he might want to achieve personally, maybe he thinks he needs to be here to work with Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, because his unit was awful last year. And he had a really good year last year. He had a very nice season. And if he wants to build on that, maybe he thinks from a personal standpoint, as well as a team standpoint, he needs to be here and learn these guys. So I commend him for being here. Terry McLaurin, former Ohio State Buckeye. Terrific football player, right?
Right.
Played his you-know-what off for Washington last year. He's not at OTAs. Laramie Tunsil, traded from Houston to Washington. Terrific offensive lineman. He's not at OTAs. TJ Watt, terrific defensive end. He's not at OTAs for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So just leave Miles alone. When it's mandatory, he will be there, and he will be ready to go. And Jerry Jeudy will welcome him. Hey, come on in.
It's just funny you brought that up. So I started thinking about all this great defense we've had in Northeast Ohio, or we've had at the professional level over this last year. What you had, you know, Myles Garrett is Defensive Player of the Year. Yep. Evan Mobley is Defensive Player of the Year. And then we had, what, two gold gloves last year, too. Right? Does that matter?
Can Evan play corner?
I don't know. Can Stephen Kwan? Can we get him in there?
I think Kwan would have a better chance on the football field than Evan Mobley.
Jimenez won.
A lot to hit. With Evan Mobley out there.
Jimenez won a gold glove last year. And then we picked up Carlos Santana, who also won. Think about all this great defense. Cleveland, home of defense, but not championships. How does that make you
feel? The basketball team scored. That's as opposed to the football team and the baseball team. You can't beat them, catch it.
All right, so Jerry Jeudy did come to camp. That was a big deal.
Way to go, Jerry.
But he also talked about a number of other things
yesterday.
Because
that ball coming in from Joe Flacco is a lot different than the ball coming in from Kenny
Pickett. Well, speaking of Joe Flacco.
Yeah, here comes a football. Catch it.
Jeudy talked about this relationship and
funny spin.
The fact that Joe Flacco is back.
It's been amazing. He actually my locker mate. I have some conversation with him from time to time. You know, he's a great dude. You know, great quarterback. You know, been in the league for a long time. Understand this. You know, and I'm excited to have him.
It could be a good combo, could they? As long as he finds Jeudy and not the other team, we're in great shape.
That was funny
and truthful. What do you think of that pairing? And do you think that has potential to be something special in the NFL? Where does Jeudy sit now in your eyes among wide receivers in the NFL? Because when I look at the Browns' depth chart at wide receiver, I'm lukewarm at best.
You're just gonna yell at me, and you're not gonna like me for this. I'm sorry, and I know so many fans, and I love listening to him talk. I'm glad he's on the team. And I have no expectations for Joe Flacco. And if Joe's the starting quarterback this year, I'm going to be very disappointed. I am. And don't get mad at me.
I'm mad at you. I don't think it's a big deal if he's
Joe's not been very good since he left Baltimore. He was pretty good for five games here. And I'm glad he's here. He's an incredible safety net for the team, and he's a terrific quarterback to have on the team. And I mean that. But man, do I want somebody else to flat out beat him out. And I don't care which one of the other three guys it is. That's not against Joe. His upside is limited. It's limited. Andy, his best days are so far behind him, it's ridiculous. And I like Joe. I do. And man, it was so much fun when he was here 2 years ago. And the Browns didn't want him back for whatever reason. Deshaun, Jameis, whatever it is, they didn't want him back. He went to Indy. Indy thought Anthony Richardson was playing terribly. Let's make Flacco the starter. And that didn't last because Joe didn't play very well. And so if Joe has to play here, it screams one thing and one thing only to me. All right, who's the quarterback going to be in 2026? Because they will be drafting someone, and that will be their quarterback of the future. I think there's a chance that they could find their quarterback of the future this year, and it's not going to be Joe. So that's why I'm hoping that Pickett or Gabriel or Sanders look terrific and beat him out.
But he was also in a position last year in Indy where the pressure was on. We sit around.
He went 2-4 as a starter in Indy last year.
But the pressure was on the entire time that he was there because we all knew that Anthony Richardson was going to be there at some point, right? I mean,
well, you're not wasting, necessarily,
but you're not wasting a fourth overall pick.
Oh, it's happened time and time again. Ask the Chargers about Ryan Leaf. Ask the Raiders about Jamarcus Russell. It happens all the time. If you draft a guy and he can't play, you move on. Browns did it here. They didn't think Baker could play. They moved on.
That was also a different kind of situation.
But it's the same thing.
But was it moving on or was it...
They wanted an upgrade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They were dipping their toes in the water to think that they could, to see if they could upgrade. And then all of a sudden they found themselves in a position where they had to overpay to upgrade because they...
And as we all know, they
should. Baker
shouldn't,
said, I don't want to be here. You don't want me. I don't want you.
Well, all they had to say was, well, tough. That's all they had to say.
Well, why didn't they then?
You ask them. Don't look at me.
I think Baker easily could have ended up saying, I really don't want to walk down this conversation. We've had it 10,000
times.
Good,
but it's a Joe Flacco conversation.
Yeah.
If Joe's your starter, the other three guys stink, and you're looking for your guy in 2026.
All right, so you will be non-emotional or not surprised. If Joe Flacco's the guy that gets cut out of the four,
I think he would be traded. I think there's a chance that Joe gets traded, and I think there's a chance that he's on this team. I think there's a chance that they try to keep all four guys, Andy. I think that might be a challenge.
They would have to see
Dylan Gabriel is on this team.
Okay,
and to me, Kenny Pickett is on this team. And I think it's going to come down to, do you want four? And did Shadur show you enough that you can move on from Joe Flacco?
Chuck is in Lyndhurst. Hi, Chuck.
Hello, Charles.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Jeff, before Flacco came here, was it 2 years ago, and he pulled out a lot of his magic. You were the one that said he should stick with flag football.
I don't disagree with that even now. I don't want him to be the starting quarterback, Chuck.
Well, let's hope he pulls out some magic. Let's give him a chance before you shove him away from here.
I'm not shoving him away. What I said was if he beats out the other guy, they don't have their quarterback of the future. That's why I want somebody to beat him out, because I want to have some chance that some quarterback on this team might be here for more than a year or two. That's what I'm hoping for, Chuck.
Joe could win an Olympic gold medal in flag football, though. He could give us the opportunity.
He'd be phenomenal, actually.
I don't think there's anything wrong if Joe Flacco's starting. I don't. If he's the guy that's... And yesterday,
but
I know we want to sit
around
hands.
What does it say if he doesn't, Andy? It says you might have somebody who could be really good. I mean, you've got three young quarterbacks. Man, don't you want the young guy to win the job? Because if you have a young guy who wins the job, it might mean you have your quarterback. It might mean that. Might. Joe's going to set a bar. Can you beat out Joe Flacco? If you can't, you're not going to be a long-term starting quarterback in the NFL. If you can't beat out Flacco at the age of, what, 40? Is he 40, 41? If you can't beat him out after limited success, limited, since leaving Baltimore, well, then you're not going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
I just see this as one of these three guys. Should they want to hang out? And one of these four guys, and I know Kevin didn't really want to talk about this yesterday, about the opportunity to keep four quarterbacks. But we all know how brutal this game is, and I would put – no, I don't want to say that. I would just venture to say that one of these guys might be a little banged up at the end of training camp,
oh,
and they find themselves injured. Yes, that's right. I can't putt. Is anyone wearing golf shoes?
Dr. Bieber, get over here.
Anyone that wore golf shoes to Muirfield yesterday or tomorrow or going over the weekend, Bieber, you know, make sure you have your golf shoes on, the good spikes, too, not those plastic things. Make sure you have those because you never know, someone could get – injured while they're going to putt, and they might need a designated putter, and they might need you with your golf shoes on. You can putt for me, can't you? Because you're wearing your golf shoes. Eddie's in Westlake. Hi, Eddie.
Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, up, Eddie. What's up, man? Long time no talk.
Hey, Jeff. I agree with you 100% on what you're saying because I feel the same way. I feel like if they can't beat out Joe Flacco, then it's really an issue moving forward. Because of the situation, I feel like, in my opinion, you know, the Dylan Gabriel pick is the only pick of Andrew Berry's that I really didn't like at all. And this is what I'm telling you: Dylan Gabriel has been played 10 or 12 years in the league. I've said this before, but I feel like Dylan Gabriel was like a panic pick when they, you know, when Milroe or whatever wasn't there, six picks earlier.
Yeah, went
but,
to Seattle.
He's on our team right now. But in the history of the National Football League, there's never been a 5'10 starter that didn't have an elite quality. And this kid doesn't have elite qualities. So, I mean,
it might be accuracy, Eddie. If you're looking for one, it might be accuracy.
It might be, but the only, and I agree with that. Accuracy would be his elite quality, but there's been so many short quarterbacks that were accurate in college.
Yeah.
When they get to the league, they become backups. It's like in the last 20 years.
Eddie, you're on the money with that. Absolutely on the money.
Guys. It's been Drew Brees and it's been Russell Wilson that you can say that were elite. Now, Russell Wilson had elite ability to extend plays, and Drew Brees was a tactician with his footwork in the pocket. Guys, and he was probably six foot. This kid is less than 6 foot, and in the National Football League today, if you can't get out of the way, if you don't have escapability, if you don't have an elite quality, then it's not going to work.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate the phone call.
Eddie, thanks. Good to hear from you.
Darrell Ryder was at camp yesterday. He'll join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.